The legendary singer Barbara Dane is releasing a new album this week. It's called Throw It Away, and it's the singer's first new release in 14 years. But that's nothing compared with when she released her very first album 59 years ago. First is a word that comes up a lot with Barbara Dane. Her jazz chops earned her a 7-page story in Ebony, making her the first white woman featured in the magazine. Dane started a nightclub where white audiences were introduced to the blues for the first time. And now at 89 years old, she's influenced a generation of singer-songwriters, some of whom may not even know her name. KLW's Stephen Short met the pioneering Oakland resident and brings us her story.
Okay, so here's how the round part goes. Seize the time, organize unity, there's strength in love.
Singer Barbara Dane is leading a workshop called The Songs of Peace and War in a middle school auditorium. She sits rather than stand because at age 83, her physical stamina isn't what it once was. But you wouldn't know that by the sound of her voice. Today, Dane sounds much as she did in the 1950s when her first blues album was released. Her shoulder-length hair is now gray, but not that different from when Ebony magazine described her as startlingly blonde over a half century ago.
It's our great pleasure now to introduce to you Barbara Dane, Reverend Kirkpatrick, and Pete Seeger.
There was that time on the Mall in Washington, D.C., for instance, in 1971, during the Vietnam War, with tens of thousands singing along on live television.
I don't want nobody over me. I don't want nobody over me. And I don't want nobody under me.
My name is Barbara Dane. I think, first of all, I'm a singer, and I've always been a singer. I'm a mom, I'm a producer. Well, overall, I'm a resistor, I guess.
But I'm on my way, and I won't turn back.
I try to be in my songs, something of an explainer sometimes, or a teacher, but resistance to just what people throw at you and expect you to swallow, I don't do that.
Dane not only sang for peace in Washington, D.C. in the 60s, she was also the first performer to break the U.S. travel ban to Cuba, where she was welcomed by Fidel Castro. In Italy, she was called the voice of the other America. In the U.S., it's not surprising that the popular singer was soon blacklisted from major folk festivals. What is surprising is this didn't happen because of her political activism. It was because she publicly criticized how festival management treated musicians. Additionally, Dane canceled major shows at the height of her popularity if her mixed-race band wasn't welcomed. She vividly remembers L.A. booking agent Charlie Barnett, who wanted her to drop bassist Wellman Bro, even though Bro had played for decades with the Duke Ellington Orchestra.
Well, so when he said you can't bring Wellman, what are you talking about? Well, those places get a lot of Texans, and they wouldn't go for having a white woman fronting a mixed band. And you know what I did? I just flat out said, "F you, Charlie Barnett," and I turned around and walked right out.
Racism can cut both ways, of course. The startlingly blonde Dane says eyes would turn when she entered black clubs to perform. But she says as long as she acted professionally, there were never any problems.
They say that freedom is a constant struggle.
Dane's activism led her to start a record label in 1970, a novel thing for a woman to do, then or now.
Was to give voice to millions of people around the world that were in struggle and had not many ways of communicating with each other and the rest of the world.
Absolutely unheard of. Even the business the way it is now, there isn't really anyone that accomplished as much as she did in terms of breaking barriers and standing up for what she believed in.
Grammy winner Bonnie Raitt is another singer noted for using her musical talents to speak for the underdog. She clearly remembers when she first heard Barbara Dane.
Well, I was an avid fan of folk music. I think the whole country and a lot of England was swept up with all of that late 50s, early 60s kind of folk revival.
Westinghouse Broadcasting Company presents Folk Songs and More Folk Songs with the Brothers Four. Bob Dylan. Barbara Dane.
And I heard Barbara's name mentioned, and I just got little gleanings of the things that she was involved with until I became a professional singer and an activist. And she's always been a role model and a hero of mine, musically and politically.
Went to work in a factory.
Well, I'm actually very moved by that because I think Bonnie has really taken it to where, you know, I would love to have been able to go.
But Dane doesn't spend much time regretting what might have been. As she puts it,
you have a feeling in the pit of your stomach when you do things wrong, and you have another feeling when you do things right. And I like that other feeling. I like that feeling that comes over one when you know you've done something that will mean something valuable to somebody else.
Success in music is possible for a wider spectrum of performers today than it was half a century ago, in part because Barbara Dane showed the way. Now as then, she encourages young singers to try a variety of styles.
Because it's not the style that's important, it's what you're singing about, what you want to convey, what do I want you to know from my heart to your heart.
In other words, sing the music, not simply the notes. It's been said that music is what feelings sound like. Shakespeare wrote, "This above all, to thine own self be true." And to that, Barbara Dane could add,
"Don't spend all his money, cook his meals."
In Oakland, I'm Stephen Short for Crosscurrents.
When it comes down to loving,
what's your advice, Barbara?
Let him know he's a mighty man. Yes, that's how you little girl.
Barbara Dane is celebrating the launch of her new album, Throw It Away, with a party. She'll be joined by pianist Tammy Hall at Yoshi's in Oakland on Wednesday night. All the information is at kalw.org. Click Crosscurrents.
Follow my instructions. Everything's gonna turn out just fine.